Go ahead and call us into order. This is the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We are in our ZJO session. The date is September 20th, 2018. The time is 5:02 p.m. We are on day 15. First item on the agenda is prayer. Assistant Chief, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for another opportunity to serve our people. Help us go through our work with clarity of mind and good feelings. Give us the peace and the strength to do what we should do for the benefit of our people. Heavenly Father, I want you to be with the people who are in mourning today, those who are grieving and are not certain of what their future holds. Give them peace, give them strength, give them understanding of your will. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. Next item is roll call.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from September the 18th. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Clerk marked me down as absent that day, but I was here.
I even voted on the journal and made the motion to adjourn until today, this time.
Good catch. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to approve the Legislative Journal for September 18 as amended.
Second.
Motion to approve the Journal from September 18 as amended by Congresswoman Goodfox, seconded by Congressman Potts. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the Journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, the Appropriation Committee met and considered Bill Number ONCA 1869, an act to amend ONCA 1285, Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act, to allow the interest and dividends to remain in the fund and to change direct services to direct assistance and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. We met on the 18th of September. Final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Potts, Big Horse, Stabler, no, Goodfox, one absent, Edwards. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn, you might want to get your committee reports if you don't
already. I've got
them. Okay. My apologies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Commerce and Economic Development Committee met and considered Bill Number ONCA 1848, the sections that were assigned to it. Sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. We met on this on the sections of this bill on September 5th, 6th, 10th, 12th, 14th, and 19th. On the report, our final committee action is due pass. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Goodfox, Lemon. We reported out sections 75, 49, 42, 22, 29, 30, 31, 32, 87, 88, 89, 90, 119, 120, 11, 80, 76, 93, and 110. And the motion was to report all of those sections back to the Appropriations Committee as reviewed by the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. The next bill, the next resolution we considered was ONCR 1821, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2019. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. We met on this September 19th. We also met on it September 5th. The final committee action was due pass. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Goodfox, Lemon, and Pratt. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. The Health and Social Services met today considering Bill Number ONCA 1865, an act to amend the definition of a child in the juvenile court and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. The result from our meeting today is a do pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes are Mason, Stabler, Lemon, and Walker. Two absent, Goodfox and Tillman. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Maker, I believe there's one more committee report from your committee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, Assistant Chief. The Education Committee met on resolution number ONCA 1848. It's the mega money bill. Sponsors Maria Whitehorn, Congresswoman Whitehorn. The committee met on September 5th, September 6th, September 7th, September 11th, and 13th, and September 19th. The final committee action is do pass. The voting yes were Maker, Big Horse, Good Fox Mason. Two absent, but we're here in spirit. The sections we passed, section 24, 25, 83, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115. Section 44, 45, 14, 15, 83, 111, 112, 113, 114, and 115. Congresswoman Goodfox made a motion to report section 14, 15, 24, 25, 44, 45, 83, 111, 112, 113, 114, and 15 to ONCA. 1848 back to Appropriations Committee with a repass recommendation as reviewed by the Education Committee.
Okay. Thank you, Congressman. Good work. We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Seeing none. Now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Moving right along. Agenda item 8 is General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1832, an act to authorize and appropriate the sum of $1,100,000 to the Great Horse Village community for additional construction costs of a community building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Mason. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. We're now on ONCA 1840, an act to amend the Limited Liability Companies Act at 4 ONC sections 2-914 and 2-921 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is ONCA 1847, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Press for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $500,979 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed?
Just a point of order.
Okay.
Did the heading in the bill change after the amount changed? Did the amount in the title change after the amount in the body of the bill changed?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Not sure the answer to that question because I don't have the legislation sitting before me, so I can't review that and see.
Okay. I would just.
Mr. Gill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, the amount was changed in the title.
Still in point of order, the clerk has pointed out that yes, the amount was changed, so the $500,979 that is on the agenda should be $483,962, which is in motion for a very short, or without objection, we're in a short recess.
Second.
We're in recess.